Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
8:46, 14 to 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Senator Kirk Talbot, a businessman who is going to get ready to go into session, legislative session on Monday. How you doing, Kirk?
I'm doing great. Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
I'm all right. Thanks for taking the time with us. So let's talk about insurance. Sure. Governor Landry yesterday calling out Maurice Bart, but to be honest, he did go hunting with Gordon McKernan, whatever the guy's name is, last week. So where there's a will, there's a way. But my question is there really a will to change the atmosphere in Louisiana, the legal atmosphere, litigious atmosphere when it comes to auto insurance rates?
I do. You know, if you look at the amount of bills that were filed and the different number of legislators that have filed them, including myself, it is seems like this thing really has taken on a life of its own. Everybody's focused on it. I'm glad the governor had that press conference. I'm glad that he's pushing legislation and really focusing on this. I believe Tim Temple's having our insurance commissioner's having a press conference at 10:30 to lay out his package and his view. So there are a lot of people focused on this. It is something that obviously we need to do. There's some really good bills out there. And Tommy, the bills that are filed are not new ideas or, you know, shots in the dark. It's looking at what other states have done. They all have better rates than we do because we're the highest. So these are ideas and things that are tried and true that we can look at and say, well, how did this affect y'all's market? How does this affect, you know, the bottom line, and how does it affect rates? So it really is, as the governor says, it's data driven, and that's what we're looking at. We're looking at what other states do, what they've learned from, how tort reform has affected their rates, and that's what you see with this with these bills.
And to be fair to the governor, you know, it's a good chance, even though he went hunting with Gordon McKernan, that doesn't mean anything. It's a good chance to show
Let me finish.
It's a good chance to show that you can be friends with somebody. There's business and there's personal, right? So there's a way to take care of the state's business but still have a personal relationship. So I don't know that you necessarily have to read anything into that. The governor did, though, last year veto that collateral source proposal. Explain what that is, Kirk. He says it wouldn't have done anything to address the problem and took away the rights from those who are legitimately injured. Your thoughts on that collateral source bill?
Yeah, that was a bill, I think it was House Bill 213 by Representative Mellerin from Shreveport. So we have a really unique, convoluted system. So when a person gets injured and they use their insurance, there's a billed amount, and your listeners have probably seen this in medical bills they've had. You have the billed amount, which is usually very high compared to at the end of the statement, which is what you owe, right? Mm-hmm. It might say $10,000, and then you have the in-network discounts, the write-offs, the blah, blah, blah. And at the end, it could be as low as, let's say, $2,000. A lot of states, this sounds more common sense than it should, only let you recover what you actually paid. So a lot of states like Arkansas and Texas, if your bill was $2,000, then you get $2,000 back. Some states let you recover up to the billed amount, which is kind of a fictitious amount because no one is responsible for that $10,000. That's just the billed amount where the starting point. What we do in Louisiana is they take the billed amount and they subtract the paid amount, and whatever that difference is, in this case, $10,000 minus $2,000, $8,000, you can recover, I think it's...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Up to 60% of that difference. What Mellorin's bill did was shrink that dollar amount and allow the billed amount and the paid amount to be admissible in court. Because right now, that is not admissible in court. From what I understand, I'm not an attorney, but from what I understand, only that billed amount is what the jury and the judge sees. So when they're calculating future medical expenses and the amount of money they want to give to the plaintiff, they're using a dollar amount that's artificially inflated. So that bill got vetoed, and that the governor just thought that was the right thing for him to do, and that's certainly his prerogative.
Do you think would have helped?
It might have helped a little bit. Brian Glorioso from Slidell has a bill out right now that takes away that formula. Says, look, if you can make the argument in front of the jury and the judge that you can collect up to that billed amount, go for it. But we want everything admissible, all the medical bills, so the judge and the jury can make an accurate determination on what to award that plaintiff. And what complicates things, Tommy, is more and more there are plaintiffs who get injured that are not using their insurance. So they're going to medical clinics or surgery centers or paying cash at hospitals. And so in some cases, not all, there are bills that are being submitted that are 300-500% higher than what's quote unquote usual and customary. And Brian Glorioso's bill, and I have a bill that does the same thing, allows testimony to whether that bill is reasonable. And I think that's a reasonable thing, and a lot of states do that. Florida, Texas, Georgia, they all do that.
Yeah, let me take a quick break. We'll pick it up there. We come back.
Sure.
We'll talk about no pay, no play, and also about what adopting a Texas model would look like. 852 traffic now, WWO. 8:57, 3 till 9, couple of minutes left with Kirk Talbot, a senator, talking about Louisiana and automobile insurance, and the governor saying if we adopt a Texas model, then I believe we will reach a fair and balanced approach. So, Kirk, I don't know the specifics, and it can be very complicated, but when it comes to the Texas model, what are they doing that we aren't doing, and how hard is it going to be to adopt that model? Who's going to have to be on board and vote for what?
Well, it's a little more complicated than just adopting their model. They have a different civil code that we have, but I think what the governor's talking about is, first, if someone uses their insurance, they can recover what the actual bill was, not that inflated billed amount. Then on the other side, if you choose not to use your insurance, things are admissible on whether what that insurance would have paid if you did use your insurance, and you can provide testimony to contest whether a bill that is used out of network is reasonable and customary. So it is a little different. We're looking at that now. They also have modified comparative fault. We have comparative fault, and that's a whole different discussion there. But there's four or five things that are done differently there, which I think we can do here. You know, I think that's definitely something. I mean, they have a $0 jury trial threshold. I believe ours is $10,000. So there's things we can do, and we are feverishly looking at that, I assure you.
So let me ask you about civil code, and I don't want to get too far into the weeds on this, but again, having played golf for money, I can tell you that the weeds are where most of the cheating happens. How do you change the civil code, Kirk, to make maybe that be a portion of fixing the insurance problem in Louisiana?
I mean, we have staff that can – I mean, we pull bills and ideas from other states all the time. So we have staff that can mold that and massage that into our code and make the words fit and make everything, you know, fit and make sense. So it's done all the time, Tommy. It's done every year. So it's possible. It may not be a pure switch over to the Texas model, but we can certainly get almost all the way there.
Scale of 1 to 10, how confident are you that you and me and anybody else, because you pay them too, anybody else in Louisiana is going to see a significant decrease in auto insurance rates?
Look, I pay them too, and I might get rear-ended today, so I don't want to do anything to run, you know, to hurt my chances of recovering, you know, my expenses if I get hurt. But I think there's definitely a better than average chance that something's going to get done. The desire's there. You know, I'd say it's more than I've seen in my years in the legislature.
All right, we'll talk again.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.